new to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
Here we go, mates. Just after six.
Can you even believe it?
What am I believing? What am I not believing?
You better believe it's Friday, buddy.
Oh, I know that.
We got rid of hump day a couple of days ago.
This is like winding back the clock 10 years in radio. Still talking hump day, still pumped about Friday.
I'm bringing hump day back. Hump day's for a real good hump.
It's the return of the hump.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we're well past it now, mate. We're done with that, so we're moving on.
We're so done with it. Au revoir. But today we have a sick show. I'm really excited about it because I'm going to get some passion up in this joint. So many things that I'm passionate about in this show today.
It really is going back 10 years.
Oh, you are going to get me fired up.
It really is going back 10 years when you say a sick show. We've got a sick show coming up for you. You've just been watching Anthony Mundine last night in the jungle. And so yesterday on the show you had a crack at him. Some news outlets across Australia have run with this Ash Pollard calls Mundine Week. You've since, and you can say this stuff because you've seen, you've been there, you've lived it, you've done it, and you stayed longer than Anthony Mundine. Yeah. But also, you've just watched him talk to the other people in the jungle and explain why he wanted to leave.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And it was sad. You know, I got a bit choked up.
Don't give too much away right now because we're going to get into this audio.
I'm trying to refrain from doing so.
All right. And we will get your take on it very soon. Whether you've been won over by Mundine of him leaving the jungle. Okay?
Okay.
I'll get to that soon. Before 6:30, we'll get on to that about Mundine and Green and their bout and will there be a third fight, all that kind of stuff we're going to get to. But next on the show, we need to lock in. We need to officially start locking in these people for the Bare Butt Birdie Beach Nude Run.
No, it's the Birdie Beach Bare Butt Bus.
That's it.
You can't even get your own bloody name correct.
Hey, you're driving the bus, so I'm just worrying about the nude stuff. But we are locking people in. We've got a 12-seater bus.
I want to lock Golek in.
Well, let's see if we can get him on the board.
There's nothing I want to see more than Golek naked.
Anthony Golek from the Mariners.
Yep.
We can arrange that.
Yeah, we can. I can straight up slide into his DMs.
He said he'd do it if you did it. Okay, so.
Yeah, because he just wants to see me, Nakes.
Nakes.
All right, we're going to lock another person in official next.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard now. And catch up with the guys 24/7 on the CFM app.
The countdown is on. I think we're only 6 weeks away from launching this.
The Bare Butt Birdie Beach Bus.
The Birdie Beach Lake Memorial.
How's your body going for this? You keeping true to this 8-week challenge, mate?
I exercised 5 times last week. And
yeah, you also had a giant chocolate muffin with Nutella on top. Let's not forget that.
The diet.
And you ate the spaghetti bolognese I left for Yammo.
The diet is
not
let me down.
Well.
It's let me down. But, you know, people around here are feeders. They like to feed. And it's hard not to eat when you're working with a bunch of...
Oh, my God.
When you're working with a bunch of feeders, Ash, you know?
Yeah.
So, look...
Well, you're going to blame your weight gain on me because I'm a feeder.
I have not gained any weight. I'm exercising more than I'm eating. So I'm going to be looking good for this thing. But we're locking in people is what we're doing at the moment. You are the bus driver. We're going to be going to this nerdy beach for people that have always heard about it, never been, and just wanted to give it a go. And we've locked in Dan, the membership man from the Mariners. He's got a seat on the bus. He's known for doing nude stuff around the coast.
Excellent.
I'm locked in. My fiancée, Jamie, is pretty keen to come on board as well, which is just all around weird. But one guy has been continuously calling us Ash.
Who is it?
His name is Ross. He's a bus driver, and he has lost... Not a bus driver, sorry, a truck driver, I'll say.
Yeah.
He has lost epic weight.
What are we talking here?
Let's go to Ross. Morning, Ross.
Good morning, Ash. Good morning, Gordy. How are we?
Ross, we are sensational today, actually. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. I'm ready. I'm 6 weeks away from jumping trout and going al natural.
Jumping trout! Dropping trout, I love it. You sound really... uppity today, mate. I love it. Tell me, how much weight have you lost?
I've lost 40 kilos in a year.
Oh.
40 kilos in a year, Ash. That is half
a human. Excellent. Oh, my word.
Yeah, no, it's been an absolute challenge to do it, and I would like to give a quick shout out to the guys up at Active Fitness there, your number one gym on the coast. they're fantastic crew up there. They've been helping me to get through my goals to get to where I am today.
Well done, mate. And so you'd like to celebrate by getting nude with a bunch of randoms and running on Birdie Beach?
Well, I've been thinking about it for years, and why not while I've got the best-looking bod that I'm going to have?
So. Well done, mate. So what do you say, Ash? Being the bus driver, can we lock Ross in?
I am opening my doors to Ross. You're on, mate.
Ross, go.
Thank you so much.
This is great, mate.
What a champion.
All right, another seat on the bus has been taken by Ross there. So,
how many seats have we got left?
Well, you're driving the bus, so I think we have to get a 12-seater. I think that's the way, because you can't drive anything bigger than that without a bigger licence.
A permit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so spots are limited and people are super keen. We've had a lot of people hit us up on our Facebook page. If you want to come along, go to the Facebook page, tell us you'd like to come to Birdie Beach. It's out late Memorial Way, but we're going to take a bus from the radio station, maybe on a Saturday, and we're just going to get nude, get liberated, and get on the beach, Ash. Are you looking forward to it?
The things you do.
Are you looking forward to it?
Mainly, I'm just hoping a few bits of eye candy sign up to this, because otherwise, I don't know.
All right, if you're a hottie and you want to come along. I mean, no, hang on a sec. No. Wait. You cannot use this for that. We have said no creepers. We've said no creeps. People coming along just to look at nude people. We don't want any of that stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm the bus driver. Yeah. I'm facilitating this day. I can do what I want.
Yeah, you're right, bus drivers.
And I will be sitting in the bus, looking on from the bus.
Being a creep from the front seat.
Yeah.
No, mate.
As all the dangleberries flip-flop around, you know.
People need to feel comfortable.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard now and catch up with the guys 24/7 on the CFM app.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Yes.
I mean, we are not doing a 30-second rundown today. We are not because we have got big things to talk about. Anthony Mundine, as we discussed yesterday, has in fact left the jungle. He's gone.
Yeah.
See you later.
And you were very strong in your comments in calling him weak.
I thought he was weak, absolutely weak, and I'm allowed to say that because he had to endure what I did in that Viper room. He did it, he got it done, and then he decided the jungle was no longer for him.
That was it.
After he left the jungle, when he decided to leave the jungle, he entered camp and announced to the rest of the campmates why he was deciding to leave. And we've got a bit of audio here.
My kids. I miss them. I thought I could take it, you know, as long as I could. Everyone's different. Everyone can tolerate different things. But my kids are my world to me. So I just want to thank you.
Put it down to the kids.
I'm not going to lie. I did have a tear in my eye. I was a little bit choked up. And I felt sorry for him momentarily. I felt sorry for him. I thought, my goodness me, this has really broken this guy. Something deeper is happening with him and I feel for him.
I did watch it last night and think, I wonder what Ash thinks now, having seen him explain about missing his kids and all that kind of stuff.
And I got sad. I got sad for him. And then he left the jungle and conducted another interview and said this.
One of the things and the controversies that stirred up after you went in the jungle, so you didn't know about it or don't know about it until now, was your comments on homosexuality.
I don't care if you're gay or not, to be honest. It doesn't worry me. Because the creator will judge you later. So it's got nothing to do with me. I was brought up for it to be forbidden anyway, the way I was brought up. I believe it's a choice. Everything's a choice. They're not going to be happy until you have primary school kids being gay.
So that was in a post interview.
And then I thought to myself, you absolute dingbat. I stand by what I said earlier. You were weak. You are an absolute scumbucket, mate.
Mm.
And I just wanted to punch him fair and square in that nose.
Yeah.
I did.
Fair and square.
Mate,
yeah.
What is he even talking about? What is he talking about?
Yeah, well, they're his beliefs. That's what he believes. That's what he truly believes.
You idiot.
That's why he's getting out. And the guy conducting the interview, J-Mo, correct me if I'm wrong,
he's
a gay man.
So oh, J-Mo would have wanted to throttle him.
You've met J-Mo because you've
J-Mo's
done the same.
A good friend.
Yeah, post interviews and stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, the bloke, look, I for a millisecond, as it turns out, I actually felt for Mundine. And then he goes on to say that. But what he did say also in another interview was that he made the show. The show wouldn't be what it was without him for the first 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was the kid and I needed to leave because of my kids. Look, you couldn't handle it because you're a bloody wimp, is what the truth of the matter is. Oh, my God. I want to get so angry about this. I feel like swearing.
Fire up.
Fire up, Paula. I can't.
Honestly,
oh, my God.
If you feel it, go for it, mate.
It's just like he's had too many knocks to the head.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what's going on anymore.
All this.
And you know what I really like?
Yeah.
About it all? Is that I have a real soft spot for Green now. I like him.
You like Danny Green?
I really like him.
Well, just on that quickly, for anyone that missed it last night, he completely shut down a third fight between Mundine and Green. It will not happen. It will not go ahead. But I'm sure you'd love to see it. And I'm sure you'd love to see Danny win. No?
No, I actually don't care. I'm not interested in boxing at all. And I think that's really, hat off to Green. Just for being like, mate, Mundine, what are you going on about? There's not going to be no fight. I've got no interest in you whatsoever.
But even Green felt sorry for Mundine last night. I was watching on the show.
Yeah, sorry for him because he's an absolute twit.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard now.
And catch up with the guys 24/7
on the CFM app.
In the next 20 minutes, we've got a psychologist on the show, Ash. We've got Heather Pennell from the Resilience Clinic in Gosford to talk about this kissing on the lips stuff from yesterday.
Oh, I wonder if I was actually right.
Yeah, we read an article from a psychologist that says maybe do not kiss kids on lips.
Yes, as a parent. Giving them the wrong idea.
And I was talking more about older kids. I saw a 20-year-old dude kiss his mum on the lips goodbye at the train station, which was...
Yeah, but that kid's had the wrong idea since he was like... Six.
Something I've never seen before. But anyway, before 7, we're going to get to it. Right now, we need to get to Ashisms. If you haven't heard Ashisms yet.
I love this.
The stuff that Pollard says off the air, I write it down quietly. So she says it, I write it down, and then I bring it to the people with Ashisms. And some of these things you forget you've even said. So it's a good little recap of your week, isn't it?
Great. I can't wait. Here we go.
Well, I know you can't wait because you've said it's your favourite segment and I wrote that down too as an Ashism.
Can't wait for my own Ashisms. It's the best segment. Of course, because it features me.
Well, that's a standard one. We know you're going to say that off the air. You said that anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of talk this week of Employee of the Month and a lot of workplaces can relate to work. Employee of the Month. They want to get it. So much so that you'd only been here 2 weeks and you were stinging when you didn't win Employee of the Month. Bree Taylor from Promotions won it. And then off the back of the meeting, you said this.
Really, I should be Employee of the Month. I live the company values. I collaborate. I take initiative. I maximise creativity. I have courage. I act with integrity. I'm Ash Pollard.
I'm... And you finished it with that stamp too. I'm
Ash Pollard.
So it is on, mate. You need to win yourself Employee of the Month. We'll keep track of that. And some of the things you plan on doing to get Employee of the Month is just turning this radio station upside down. Quote, Ash Pollard, when you said this.
I'm going to turn this place from rags to riches. One day you'll walk in and just know, Ash Pollard's been here.
One day we're just going to walk on in and go, unbelievable, Ash has been here.
This actually, mate, is there something wrong with me?
No, I love this stuff. This is great. This is good stuff.
Hearing what because I don't think about what comes out of my mouth most of the time, and hearing it back, I'm like,
Don't go changing, Ash, is what I will say, because it's an all-around good time. And the best thing about you is that you say it with what do they say, grain of salt.
Conviction? Oh, okay.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe I got you all wrong. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe you really do deep down meet these things. What about public transport when you caught the train for the first time in 3 years the other day? public transport. You were disgusted.
I haven't caught public transport since I was on television. I'm f***ing gold with Virgin Lounge.
Since you've been on TV. And I'll round out Ashisms this week. with this cracker about, you know, you're an influencer, you get stuff for free, but sometimes free just isn't enough.
I get hit up by restaurants all the time to eat for free. I tell them, no way, unless I get paid. That's called influencing, mate.
So not happy with just a free meal, you need to be paid for the free meal as well.
Oh, jeez. I need to watch out what I say around you now because you just document everything.
I've already got some written down for next week. Good to go. But keep them coming, mate.
You're welcome.
Ashisms on C.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard now.
And catch up with the guys 24/7
on the CFM app.
Round about this time yesterday on the show, Ash, we're talking about the guy at the train station who I would say would have been no less than 20 years old.
Yeah.
And it was his mum and dad were boarding the train. And as they went to board the train, the mum turned around and planted a big old kiss square on the lips.
Of this kid.
Of this kid who was about, I'd say no younger than 20. And it's rare. I mean, I don't see it. I don't see it around. I wouldn't be kissing my family members on the lips.
I don't like it.
My nan goes for it from time to time and I turn the cheek just at the last second and bang, she plants it on the cheek. But we also had parents calling us up yesterday and they say they kiss their kids on the lips. And you know what? Until I have kids, I don't know what it's all about. And I've been told when you're a parent, you just, you know, you don't even care. You just love them so much, which is cute.
Nah, but you don't love them like in that way to kiss them on the mouth.
Yeah, but they're saying it's not, you can't sexualize it. It's not sexualized.
Okay,
it's just
okay.
Purely out of love.
Okay, yes, correct.
I kiss my dog
but
on the face.
That's not giving your kid the right, it's not teaching. No. Don't we have a psychologist on the line who can actually
put
this in words way more articulately than I'm doing?
Well, we do. And we read an article yesterday that a psychologist says that it's not the right message to send. That's what you were reading yesterday.
That's what I read yesterday, yes.
Well, from Resilience Clinic in Gosford, we have psychologist Heather Pennell who joined us. Morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are we?
We're well. We wanted to get a psychologist on today just to, you know, explain it a bit more for us and, you know, anyone listening. But what's your take on this? You know a bit about this.
Yeah, look, first let me clarify, I'm not a psychologist. I am a trained trauma clinician, so do still have, you know, psychological background and training and a perspective on this. It's obviously a very hot topic, but really the question is, when I was listening to you tell the story again about the guy on the train station, my thought was, what was his response?
He went for it.
Okay, and your response when your grand kisses you is, turn your cheek, you know, no way, not coming near me with those big luscious granny lips, you know.
big luscious really. Granny lips. I love it.
I guess have this, you know, image, cartoon image in my brain. Yeah. Probably from when I was a girl. Hey. Look, the research does say that there's not a lot of research about it. There's a doctor, Fiona Martin, and she's from the Sydney Psychology Centre in Sydney, and she's really looked into it, and she did that a few years ago when the David Beckham and his six-year-old kissing each other thing came up in the media. And really, she looks into that, and there's no document evidence that says kissing your children on the lips will cause problems later on.
Someone tagged me in a video yesterday of are you across P. Diddy, Heather? Are you across Puff Daddy?
Yeah, Yep.
So there's a video of him and he sends his daughters off to school and he's giving them the kisses and sending them off to school and I mean, and you watch it and the love on his face for his daughters is just he's so proud and he's sending them off to school and he just gives them big old kisses and I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a parent until I become a parent. I don't know. But at this point in time, I just don't feel like that would be me. And I'm guessing that's the same for you, Ash.
It is the same. And I'm not saying that kissing your child on the lips to whatever age is going to make them go insane or, make them become a horrible human. I'm just saying that I think that it's not it's out of context for what's to come in the future with a loved one or something.
A partner, yeah.
Yeah, it's just sort of making that kiss a normality.
Look, that's exactly right. And I guess the psychology about it is that. So psychology, and certainly what we practice at the Resilience Clinic, is we don't go for extremes. Extremes are trouble. Wherever you find an extreme, you're going to find trouble. That's the nature of the definition of even that word. So it comes down to each family. It comes down to individual perspectives, whether they've just got an opinion on the matter or whether they've got something in their background and experience. You know, I know kids who would give mum or dad a peck on the lips and it fills their love tank. I've got other kids who've got trauma backgrounds that would no more, they just wouldn't go there because of whatever's gone on for them. You've got out-of-home care rules and regulations, and, of course, you know, the adoption foster statistics are so awful, and that's that big thing in the news a lot at the moment. And there's lots of rules around that where foster parents aren't allowed to allow their children to kiss them on the lips. So, you know, huge.
I think moving forward, I mean, there are a lot of different ways to look at it, but I think for me, and I've been through this experience, and this is where I had a bit of a my ex-boyfriend kissed his mother on his lips in front of me.
Oh.
And yeah, and I was repulsed. I couldn't believe it because that's not, to me, that's not normal.
Right.
So for somebody that's grown up like that and they think it's normal, then to be doing that in front of somebody who doesn't think it's normal is really off-putting. And that, like, I got really angry. I was angered by that.
Really? That's interesting. Anger.
Yes.
Anger was the basis of that. Okay.
And then I was repulsed. I was both emotions.
Okay.
At once. And also at different times, because I thought, what?
Yeah.
Like, they're my lips to kiss. They're not hers anymore. Like, what?
You're jealous over the mother.
I kiss those when I'm in the throw of things, you know?
You don't have to be thinking about his mum when you're doing
I'm
it.
I'm not. No way. God.
Heather,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I 100% know what you mean. Heather, thanks for joining us on the show. It's a busy day for you, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Heather.
My pleasure. Anytime.
New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gondi
and Ash Pollard. Are you
ready? Just after 7 for your Friday morning. Ash, we were just talking about
kissing your kids on the lips.
Yep.
And I'm repulsed by that.
Yeah.
The thought.
Saw a kid at the train station, no younger than 20, kiss his mum on the lips. And then you were saying you're not about it, which a lot of people are saying the same thing. But turns out your dad's called the show. Mr. Pollard, Jeff, who joins us right now on the show. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Gondi. How are you, mate?
Very well. Great to have you back on board. Always
good
to have you.
Hello, father.
Hi, daughter. How are you?
Great.
Now, Jeff, Ash also did reveal that she went to her ex-boyfriend's house and he kissed his mum on the lips and she was out. That was the end of relationship.
No, it wasn't the end.
Oh, so you stuck around a bit longer.
Yeah, but I was like, ugh.
She's got a short memory because when she was a child, she used to run around kissing everybody on the lips, grandfather, grandmother, parents, the lot, and including the dogs.
How soon
Hold
we forget,
on.
Pollard. Kiss, kiss, eh?
Oh, that song.
And so, Jeff, being your daughter at a young age, would you say you kissed your kids on the lips?
We did.
Ash included. What? Yeah, mate.
But that's my argument, that I don't remember.
Well, it's a peck on the lips. You just don't give a long-lasting kiss. Yeah,
that's it. It's just a little
peck.
Little love you, Ash.
Yeah, but then why did you stop doing that?
Well, as you get older, you change. It's like you calling me, well, Gorney calling me Jeff and not Mr. Pollard, isn't it?
You progress in the relationship, and now Jeff and I are mates, so I can say Jeff, and, you know.
That's it.
I think, do you know...
Go
ahead. No, go, Dad.
No, I just think as you get older, you become more mature, and you're looking at your own relationship with other people. You don't want your father giving you a long, loving kiss on the cheek, on the lips, do you? Looks a bit sus.
This is news to Ash, so she's trying to come to terms with it now. He didn't know that.
No, when you're that young. But what the weirdest thing about it is that even though I think kissing your parents on the lip is lips are feral, I still pash dogs on the lips.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, like actually still. Is that weird?
No, because I've got my dog Patch and he gets a good old kissing. Don't worry about that. He gets a real good kissing. Dean McCarthy to join us on the show next. Jeff, just have a great weekend, mate. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Love
Thanks,
having
Dad.
You on board and tuning
you
in.
Guys,
and
getting on enjoying the show.
Pash you later.
Bye.
See you, mate.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Valentine's Day next week. It must be love. Must be love, Ash. It must be love. There is research.
It's just...
out today,
yeah,
just quickly. I just want to give you all this right. little fact.
Okay, go.
There's research out today that says there'll be more than 1 million proposals happening on Valentine's Day next
Yuck.
Week. A
Yuck.
Mil.
Can you just get any more naff than that?
Yeah, don't do it, guys.
Don't you dare.
No, do not do it on Valentine's Day.
It's like proper bogan.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Everyone's got a touch of bogan. But yeah, don't do it on Valentine's Day. Yeah. Let's just
it's
put that
not,
out there.
It's, yeah, just don't.
Pick a special day that's special to the lady.
Yeah,
not
Valentine's like any other day, not Valentine's
not
Day.
Not some made up Valentine's Day. You know, yeah. It's too cliche.
Such a cliche, isn't it?
Don't go down the cliche road. So we will put that out there. But you were just saying to me off air that you think Pete might have forgotten.
Yeah, well, he hasn't. He certainly hasn't mentioned it. I mean, I'm not going to be in Melbourne on Valentine's Day, but that's not to say that we can't do a bit of swapsies of presents on Sunday.
Oh, that's
whilst
sad.
Whilst I'm in Melbourne.
That's sad, isn't it, that you're going to be separated on Valentine's Day? You can come to dinner with Jamie and I if you like.
Oh, look, I'll be right.
Okay.
I'll be okay.
All right.
Look, for me, Valentine's Day is not a huge thing. It is a bit of a hallmark, but also I think I like to use it as another excuse to get a present because I love presents.
Oh, yeah, presents are great.
Oh, yeah, love presents. Or just, you know, like a nice dinner or something like that. Any excuse for me is a good excuse.
So can I ask, have
yes.
you gone out and sorted something for Pete for Valentine's
I
Day?
I do. I have, yes.
Right.
I have. My presents are practical and funny, if anything. They're not, you know, they're not overly outlandish.
Well, blokes, we like practical. Practical's great.
Yeah, well, a couple of his friends know what I've bought for him and they sort of turned their nose up a bit at the
really?
Gift.
Do you think
yeah,
he'll be listening? Can you tell me? He does
no,
listen, doesn't he?
Well, he does listen. I just don't know if he's listening right now. Oh, I don't want to tell you.
Okay. I'd love to know what it is. I'd love to know what it is. Do you think come the day where you go to give the gifts, you've got yours, you've put some thought into it, you're ready to go, you hand him over and you look at his face and it's just blank and he's got you nothing.
Oh, God, I'll just punch him and leave.
Happy Valentine's Day, babe.
Let's go.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard now and catch up with the guys 24-7 on the CFM app.
The time has come to do some more Gornfluencing.
Oh, man, so influential.
Saw something on his Instagram the other day. Oh, man, I want that.
I don't care how much it costs. If Gordy's telling me about it, I want it.
The influence Gordy has, unbelievable.
So influential.
If I was you, I'd wanna be me.
All right, I've been hit up left, right and centre from people and you can continue to do so through my Instagram at Gawndy, G-A-W-N-D-Y. I'm Gawnfluencing people of the coast. I'm getting them out there, Ash, and you're the coach, mate. You're helping me along the way.
Yeah, I feel like you need to be Gawnfluenced because your Instagram's still struggling, mate.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm looking at the followers here.
Yeah.
You need to turn it up a bit.
Well, I need the people to get on board, don't I?
Well, you need to be Gawnfluenced.
I can't go influence myself. Can you go influence me on your social media platform? Can you do me one of those things where you say, follow the go influencer?
I do it every day. I tag you in my stories.
Yeah, I know, but tell them to follow me. That would really help.
Okay.
Tell them what to do.
Okay.
Is that how this works? You just tell people what to do. Look, I, you know, it's turned into something a little bit different as well. I mean, I would love some free items for sure. Send me stuff for free if you're listening right now to the radio station, because I know that's what Ash gets. But I've helped a cleaner find work. That was great. I helped a little baby lamb get to 100 followers on Instagram. That was awesome. And now, Ash, with your help, We're going to help a local music artist sell some albums, okay? We like to help the locals here. Chelsea Berman is here in the studio with us. Morning, Chelsea. Welcome to the studio, mate. Get nice and close to the mic. Don't get shy. Jump up to the microphone there. Her microphone's not working. Why is her microphone not working? Gia, come in here, mate. Microphone's not working.
I'm really glad that we organised this.
We did,
and,
mate.
And we're well prepared.
No, they messed with something over there, and now the... Oh, you know what it is. I know what it is. You are actually on the microphone she's using, Ash, because you're in Melbourne.
Excellent.
All right, we'll stick to the original.
I love the professionalism of this show sometimes. It's absolutely extraordinary.
No, it's a simple mistake to make. Chelsea, jump up to the mic for us.
Hello, here she is.
Yeah, she's here.
The Gaunfluence is off to a great start. Now, you're a local music artist. You've got your debut EP out, which is called Better Than Ever.
Yes.
How's all the music stuff going for you, mate?
Yeah, it's been going good.
Okay.
When I released it, I'll have a little bragging moment. It got to number 4 on the iTunes Country Chart.
That is pretty cool. We're going to get it to number 1 with some Gaunfluencing.
I was worried because actually, Gaundy, you didn't send me any clips of her song, so I don't even know if you can sing or not.
Yeah, well, he hasn't even heard me in person, so maybe I can't.
I've heard her Instagram. That's all I know.
It could all be auto-tune.
That's true.
No, it's not. It's all hinging on this moment.
Mate, you're in trouble.
At Chelsea Berman Music, if you want to follow that. But let's hear it. You're doing it. I know you're a country singer, but you are doing a Beyonce's XO for us for R&B Fridays.
Yes.
So this is our little music treat for a Friday, Ash. Chelsea Berman with Beyonce's XO and then a little original from her as well. Take it away, Chelsea. No pressure.
Your love is bright as ever. Even in the shadows, oh baby, kiss me before they turn the lights out. And your heart is glowing, and I'm crashing into you. Oh baby, kiss me before they turn the lights out. Before they turn the lights out, baby, love me lights out in the darkest night out. I'll search through the crowd. Your face is all that I see. I'll give you everything, baby, love me lights out. Baby, love me lights out. You can turn my lights out. I love you like XO. You love me like XO. You kill me, boy, XO. You love me like XO. All that I see. Give me everything. Baby, love me lights out. Baby, love me lights out. You can turn my lights out.
Amazed.
Oh, thank you.
I've got goosies everywhere right now.
Thanks.
See?
And just shut up, Gaundy. I'm buying an album. Sold.
There we go, we sold one.
Well, that's all I needed to do, Ash. I just had to sell one album and Gaunfluence official. That's it, mate.
That was so good. Can we do that every week?
What, you want to
I'm
on a Friday? Something like that? I don't know.
Love it.
We'll look into it, mate. But next on the show, 13, 12, 16, quickly. I just need to sell one album to the people to officially be Gornfluent. So if you like what you heard there this morning, I've got a two from true track record at the moment, Ash.
Yeah.
Can I go three from three and outside of you sell one of these debut EPs better than ever?
Yes.
If you like
because
what you heard.
Because why wouldn't the people support a local artist?
Exactly, mate.
Get around Chelsea.
13, 12, 16, if you like what you heard. We'll do that next.
Oh, man, so influential.
Saw something on his Instagram the other day. Oh, man, I want that.
I don't care how much it costs. If Gaundy's telling me about it, I want it.
The influence Gaundy has, unbelievable.
So influential.
If I was you, I'd wanna be me. All right.
I mean, we really are talking up a person that only has 3,500 followers, but, you know, you've got to talk up a big game before you can... Well, you can really crack the big time, and Gornfluencing is just
you fake know, it till you make it, mate. That's it, what mate. I say.
Gawndy on Insta, GAWNDYA, not an O, GAW. But the great thing about this, Ash, is I've helped Sandra get some cleaning work. I've helped the Lamb get 100 followers, and I'm here today to help Chelsea Berman Music.
Yes.
Sell a couple of albums. We just heard her on air doing a cover of Beyonce's EXO. And what was the song you played at the end there, your original song there, Chels?
Yeah, Don't Leave Me Now.
Don't Leave Me Now. Yeah. Were you impressed, Ash?
So impressed that I actually bought the first album.
She's already bought it. Oh. You've already jumped on iTunes and bought it.
Boom.
I love that.
No, I haven't.
What do you mean?
Not yet. No, I will buy it.
You'll buy it?
Yeah, I haven't jumped on yet, but I will buy it.
How many songs on there, Chels?
Five
songs. Debut EP, yep.
Debut.
Well, I hope it's better than that, mate.
Debut EP.
The goal here, Ash,
yep.
is to sell an album for the Gornfluencer to work. You've already bought one, but you're not included because you're the coach, so the coach can't go buying albums. Let's go to Danielle right now in Arimba. Morning, Danielle.
Morning.
Can we lock you in for an album? An official.
We can.
Oh, we can?
Yeah.
Oh, the Gornfluencer's done it again. Woo! Look at that.
Yay.
Sold you an
thanks,
album,
Danielle.
Mate.
Oh, yeah, you've got some serious talent.
Oh, thank you.
Very good.
That's nice. Yes, that nice. Look at the coast coming together to support one another.
$10.
I love this.
$10 for an album. So I don't know how we do the exchange, Danielle, but we'll work on that. We'll work on getting the exchange. Also, who else that called through? Producer Gia, there was other people wanting albums too, right? Who else is on board?
There sure was. There was a Nick. There was a Chantel. They had dodgy phone lines and dropped out.
Okay.
But they all want an album, babe.
Oh, great.
We'll take that. We will take that.
Sort it out.
That's three. That's three
That's
albums.
That's awesome.
Sold.
I love that.
All right.
Look, there you go. Three albums. Mm. Is that including mine or not?
No, that's four, including yours. I just sold.
Oh.
Yep.
See, you've got to set the bar higher than what you're setting it. Because we always over.
I'd rather under promise and overachieve. That's the basis of my life. Yeah? You under promise them and then you hit them big. Here's what I will say, Chelsea, and I didn't want to say this at the start. But for those that just bought albums, we've also got some free ones here at the radio station if you want to come and pick. If you want to come and pick some up.
Shocking.
I am learning the influencer game, mate. I'm learning.
But actually, the free ones, regardless, you know, still for Chelsea, are priceless getting out there, word of mouth.
Exactly, mate.
That's what it's all about.
Are you happy you've been Gornfluenced?
Yes, thank you so much.
There we go, mate.
Was it worth it?
Definitely.
Yeah, put that on the poster. Definitely, Chelsea said. Any gigs this weekend, just quickly, people can see you?
Yeah, Saturday night I'm at All About Taste at Wyong from 6 p.m.
There you go. Get there and see Chelsea.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard now and catch up with the guys 24/7 on the CFM app.
Winter Olympics, it's here, mate.
Oh, cannot wait.
South Korea. It's kind of crept up on me, to be honest.
In Pyeongchang.
Pyeongchang. That's how you say it.
Pyeongchang.
Yeah, it's
Pyeongchang. Pyeongchang.
Pyeongchang. Look, I'm one of those people, I'll be honest with you. If someone wins a gold from Australia, I'll get pumped about it. But why? Is it because we don't have a big Winter Olympic sport following here?
I had no idea it was on until I flicked the news on this morning and it said 4 hours until the Pyeongchang Olympics.
It's probably happening as we speak.
I was like, jeez.
It's probably going down.
Maybe I haven't watched enough news, but really, do we even care?
about the Winter Olympics. We do if someone wins gold. I mean, Stephen Bradbury, you know, you don't know who that is, do you?
The cricketer?
He's not a cricketer, mate.
Who is it?
He's the ice skater that came through and everyone fell over and he came through and won the gold.
Yeah.
Stephen Bradbury. So, you know, he's kind of the biggest Winter Olympian's name that I can think of.
Well, and that's unfortunate that he won purely because everybody else stuffed up.
Yeah, but I've seen him do a talk as well. He talks about that and he says, well, did I win because of that or did I win because every day I got up and trained and every day I put myself in that position to be there to win the gold? It's not about that 10 seconds. It's about the 10 years in the lead up, Ash. What do you think about that?
That's another way to think about it, yeah.
I convince you on that one?
Yep.
He convinced me when he did the talk.
Glass half full.
Yes.
Love it.
I was like, that's great, mate. Now, I'd love for people to get you excited about the Winter Games. And I put a call out there. Scott in Wombie's called on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Scotty.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Are you mad for it? Are you mad for the Winter Games?
Mate, I'm absolutely MAD.
See, this is what we want.
MAD. So you love it.
Oh, mate, every time the Olympics is on, you got to support Australia. So don't know what you're thinking, Ash. You got to get behind the boys and girls.
Well, how? Like, how do I get pumped for this?
Well, Stevie Graham, Matty Graham's father, I know Stevie, and he's a beloved person of sport, and he gets behind his son, and just like we support all our locals up on the coast here, so he's got to get behind the boys and girls. You know, it's waking up at 4 in the morning, just like you guys get up to work, so, yeah, it's green and gold.
I'm not saying I don't appreciate these Olympians in any way, shape or form. But I don't get off on watching it, let me tell you. I'd rather watch an episode of The Kardashians.
You're off your head. In a good way.
You're off your head, Ash.
Don't take offence to it.
I think she knows, mate. I think she knows she's well and truly off her head. That's not news to Ash. What sort of stuff should we be looking forward to, Matty? I mean, you're obviously someone who, you know, who'll spend a bit of time on the phone checking up updates and looking at what sports. What kind of stuff can we get excited about? You know, we don't know much about it.
It's just the Winter Olympics day, so it's just pretty much like, you know, in half pipe, moguls, you know, downhill slalom, bobsleighing, those people slaying the pipes tonight, so there's actually...
I don't mind the moguls because they look hilarious when they do it, all the way down the hill.
Yeah, Matty Graham, he's a person to watch out for. He's, I think, currently ranked number 2 in the world at the moment, so...
And just quickly, Matty Graham, who is he and what he's a Central Coast guy, right?
Yeah, Central Coast guys. Yep. I think he's mid-20s. Matty Graham, so he's currently ranked number 2 in the world at the moment in downhill mogul skiing.
Right, perfect. All right, we'll definitely get on board that. Let's get behind Matty, 100%. We're definitely on board Matty for sure. Now, Ash, just quickly, the curling, where they throw the thing down and they sweep.
Yeah.
Where they sweep in front of that thing.
Yes.
Do you love that at least?
No, that's so boring, and I just think that is the hilarity of the whole situation.
You don't think it's harder? Like, you don't think it's harder than it looks? You don't think it's harder than it looks?
It's no. You just got to put a bit of elbow grease into that broom across the ice and hope for the best.
And that's
hope that little round pumpkin goes in the right direction.
You think any muffin?
I reckon. Like, give me a good year of practicing the sweeping, and I could have an Olympic team.
Ooh. There's a little radio idea. I mean, it's a...
Mate, it's not, because the Olympics won't be on for another however long.
4 years. We've got time. I mean, it's 4 years in the making. Get sweeping, Ash, and we'll get
Is there even an Australian curling team?
We had the curling championships here at Erina last year, and that went off.
Right.
Shame you missed that.
I'm actually Googling it right now.
Yeah.
To find out if there is.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an Australian Curling Federation.
Okay.
Honestly, I could probably straight up just make my own team. Like, how hard could it be? It's not like I have to be super talented to... Like, I'm not doing the moguls. I'm not the bobsledder. I'm literally just grabbing a broom and swishing it across some ice.
Yeah, what you do in your kitchen every day. I mean, how hard can it be?
And just chuck a pumpkin on the ground. Like, boom. Boom, down we go.
Let's go to Erina Ice Arena and see how good you actually are. Can we lock that in?
All right.
All right, you're talking the tour. I thought you were going to back out real quick. We're going to lock that in. All right. We'll get some professionals involved. Maybe we can do a human version.
I'll show you a bit of I, Tonya, while we're there.
I don't think that's what they want to hear at the Erina Ice Arena, that you're going to get around whacking people on the legs.
No, I'm just going to ski as good as her.
We'll get you down there, mate. We'll get this team cranking. And Winter Olympics, what is it now, 2018? 2022. Here we come.
Oh, my God.
It's a long dream. It's a long dream, mate.
The curl. The curler.
We're coming.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard now.
And catch up with the guys 24/7
on the CFM app.
Chatting about the Winter Olympics, South Korea.
You want to gear me up, but yeah. I'm not excited at all. I think that I would be quite proficient in curling.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would think that. I think they think, oh, you know, it looks easy. I'd be able to take that down. There's also sports in the regular Olympics, like that handball game. I could easily start a handball team. I mean, come on. I was the king of that at school. How hard can it be?
Handball.
Handball.
I was okay at handball, but it was just boring.
Yeah. Well, this curling thing, as it turns out, at the Winter Olympics.
As it turns out.
As you were mocking it, your mum, Mrs. Pollard, did a bit of curling back in the day. Hello, Mrs.
Pollard.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
We've had Jeff on this morning, your dad. We've got your mum on now, mate.
Really? It's a Pollard family affair, really, isn't it?
Get them all on.
Oh, dear.
Mum just sent me a text off the back of that little break that we did on curling, and she said, curling is such a skill. I did it in Switzerland. And then she put the little Switzerland flag next to it. So, Mother Dearest, tell me, are you of Olympic standard?
Oh, dear, no. First of all, you've got to have your balance.
Oh, why?
On that ice.
Oh, because you slip around.
Yeah.
Well, you have these special shoes, but, you know, you still have to have your balance as well.
So and you've got to have good core strength.
Well, you've got to have... Look, they get into the splits, all sorts of positions. It's very, very, very technical. And it's fun. Actually, I was only very young when I did it, when I was in Switzerland, about my early 20s. And I hadn't done much housework before then. But I realised using a broom was not as it seems.
So, I mean, Ash jumped on there...
And then you met Dad.
Yeah.
And then I met Dad, and thankfully he did all the housework.
Does he? Does Jeff do it all, though?
No. She's being facetious.
Oh, right, okay.
Totally facetious.
You had me there. But, I mean, Ash jumped on air and she fully bagged out the curlers. So you can honestly say it is tougher than it looks, and Ash would stand no chance.
Actually, just one second.
What?
Just one second. So I do take after my mother in a number of ways, and a talent that my mum and I have, and mum still has to this day, is literally jumping into the splits. My mother can do the splits without even stretching, right? So I'm telling you, if a curler has to jump into the splits to, like, whiz that broom around and get the pumpkin down the thing, I'll do it. I'm done.
It's more like yoga splits, Ash. It's not jumping into the splits.
Right.
It's
Mum,
slow.
Have some confidence that I will be an Olympic curler from the straightaway.
Oh, well, okay, I'm sure you will if you put your mind to it.
Mrs. Pollard, can you still do the splits to this day, or is Ash talking that up? You can still do the splits?
I haven't tried it in a few months, but...
She only did it last month.
Confidence, maybe.
I can just picture Christmas at the Pollard house.
Oh yeah.
Hey, you guys all getting around after a couple of drinks, and oh, watch this, guys! I can do the splits, and Mum can do it too. Gather round, everybody.
New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gaundy
and Ash Pollard.
It's got 8:37 here at CFM. Hey, this weekend with no Mariners game on, some of the players are getting around tomorrow and Sunday to the local football registration. So if you're...
Is Anthony Golic going?
I'm sure he will be. You're obsessed with Golic at the moment.
Yeah, I know.
He came in one time.
And that was enough for me.
And have you guys been chatting on the socials?
Yeah, I asked him where he was the other day because he posted a nice Insta story of a beach.
Yep.
And I was like, what's that beach? And he was like, oh, it's whatever it was.
How does long-distance pistol Pete boyfriend feel about you chatting to Golic on Instagram?
He doesn't know.
He might
probably
now.
Does now.
Yeah, he listens to the show. It's all friendly, yeah. Golic's a nice guy.
Of course
guy.
It's all friendly. Oh, my God.
Making friends on the coast, which is great.
Hashtag making friends.
But it's great that the Mariners are doing that this weekend. So a little shout-out to the guys for getting involved with that. Right now, Eminem, Rihanna, The Monster for R&B Fridays. Don't know if I should say too much for right now. What's coming up on the show next? Do you know what's coming up on the show next, Ash?
What?
Do you know?
No. What is coming up?
Have you looked at the run sheet?
Mate, the whole box is, it's, there's nothing in the box.
It's clear, is it? There's a spare spot on the run sheet, is there?
Are you stitching me up?
Maybe.
You can't. What are you doing?
It's next.
What?
It's next.
Let's go.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard now and catch up with the guys 24/7 on the CFM app.
Now, you're going to R&B Vine Days this weekend, Ash.
Certainly am.
You bought your tickets for the Melbourne show before you came to the coast, so you're back there for that this weekend, yeah?
Yes.
And you're sitting in a little box in Melbourne as we speak.
Yep.
And what you've left here, because you've moved out of your temporary accommodation, is everything. You've moved everything
into... Oh, you... I should have locked my suitcase. Have you gone in my suitcase? Have you? Oh, my God. Shit. I mean... excuse me.
What I have here, Ash, is...
No, please. Don't embarrass me.
It's so heavy, mate. Oh.
You idiot.
It's your suitcase.
No.
Yes.
Put it away.
And
nah.
You have locked it.
Oh, thank God.
But I've got a professional lock breaker. His name.
Do it. You do it and you die, mate.
His name
I'm
is,
telling you.
His name is Mitch. Mitch, if you'd like to come around. I've got to put the bag back down because it's so... Hang on. Oh.
Where's Mitch? Show me him.
Mitch is here. Here, Mitch.
Is this... Who are you?
That's
no.
Mitch. Jump on the mic, Mitch. Mitch is a locksmith.
No.
Good morning,
get out. Oh, my God, no.
And you've left your bag in our possession.
I'm calling the cops. This is breaking and entering.
Is it, mate?
Yes.
Not on commercial radio. It's not.
You are going to get absolutely done by me. If you open that, you're dead.
So, Mitch here, the locksmith, is going to open up the bag for us. And what are you hiding in there? You've got nothing to hide. There's nothing to hide. Is there? Is there? There is. What's in there? You've gone very red, I must say. All right, Mitch, let's get you to work, mate, because he's got his tools and everything.
Don't break that.
What do you break what?
You got to repair that if you break it.
No, he doesn't.
You've got to buy me a new one.
He doesn't need to break it.
I'm a professional, Ash.
He's a professional. He knows what he's doing. All right. So just go, you know, do that. Hang on. It does take a little bit of time, so just leave it with us for a sec. And...
You've made me so angry.
Why?
This is wrong. Yammo, where's Yammo?
Where's Yammo?
I'm calling Yammo right now.
Dad, where's Yammo? Oh, no. Okay. Better give Yammo a call. Get him on the... Call him.
I'm calling.
Yeah, call him.
I am calling him.
Yeah, all right. It's just a bit of... It's just for radio. Hey, we have a laugh. Can we have a laugh? You're calling Yammo, are you?
Yep.
All right, I think we've popped it.
Help, sir.
I think we popped
Yammo?
Yeah?
Get in there now. They're opening my suitcase. We're not having this.
I can't, mate. I'm just in a meeting with Lisa at the moment.
No, you're not. Get into the... get in there.
It's open, Ash.
No!
It's open, mate.
I can't. It's going to be okay.
It's not. Oh, my God.
Bye, bye. I've got to go. Bye.
It's open, mate. We've got it.
That's pretty straightforward, really.
We've got it. We've cracked it easy. Look at all this stuff in here. What have you got in here?
I can't deal with this.
What have you got in here, Ash?
Oh.
It's a fake suitcase, mate.
Oh, my God. I'm so sweaty now. Who are you? Who's this guy? Where'd he come from?
This is Mitch. He's a local legend comedian YouTuber.
Hey,
I can't deal with that, mate. You were cruising for a bruise, and I'm telling you right now.
Ash, can we ask what's inside the bag that you're so scared people are going to find out? Because you
as if called out. Tell you.
You called out Boss Yammo and everything, mate.
Yes.
You freaked out. I just wanted to test how much you wanted to stop us getting inside this bag.
There's one item in there that I'm not sharing with anyone.
What is it? Tell us what it is.
As if I'm going to tell you.
I think we might know what it is.
What?
Is it a whip?
You'll have to ask Pete.
No, because you would have taken that with you. I know you would have taken that with you. You've got that packed.
No, I got one in every state.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard now.
And catch up with the guys 24/7
on the CFM app.